Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to 88.1 FM. This is WCWP Radio and WCWP.org. Once again, I'm Peter Janowski, filling in for my very best friend, John Ryan. And we have with us today Gina Saletti, who is Assemblywoman from the 16th District, State of New York. And she just gave us a wonderful introduction. And now I think Otto is going to bring us into social studies class of probably the 11th grade. And so we're going to go over how government works.
Yeah, well, basically, I always like to hit this like from the basics. A lot of people may not understand. You are an assemblywoman. Well, basically, so what does that mean? Where does that fit into the scheme of things? Like in New York State, they have a multiple structure, and this is part of the legislative branch, and there's the Senate and the Assembly. So I guess my question is, how does that work as far as your vision is concerned?
Oh, sure. So put me on the spot, Otto. I'm brand new here. So, I'll just take a step back really quick and just sort of talk about, coming to Albany, and then I'll go to sort of the ins and outs of, the day-to-day. It's very strange, right? We're in a virtual world still. Everything is remote. So you imagine, you've seen on TV the Congress floor and you have all the chairs. It's very similar, right? So there's a Senate chamber and there's an Assembly chamber. So think of that as like the House of Representatives. And it's a big, beautiful, ornate room with like this rich red carpet and these beautiful chairs. It's like super fancy. When I first walked in, you feel it, right? You feel the weight of what you were just elected to do. Because you walk, and it's beautiful, it's ornate, and there's, rich history in the room. And it's the middle of a pandemic. So, you're not just, it's not a normal year. It's different. This year is different. People really need help. So I walked into this room and then they're like, okay, now go back to your office because we're doing everything virtually. Instead of I could be in the district office, right? I could sit here and do everything on Zoom, the Brady Bunch and screens and see everybody. But I decided that I wanted to go to Albany. Even though I may have to sit in my office, I thought it would be good to be there I'm brand new, right? I wanted to meet the staff. I wanted people to see my face and, like my whole body, not just like this part. Just get to know people because I know I'm going to need them, right? I'm going to need their help, advocating for the district. So I wanted to make those personal relationships with people. So I decided to drive up to Albany. So I did it from my office in Albany. And then I'm thinking to myself, well, this is ridiculous. I have this beautiful chamber, 10 minute walk away, which by the way, it's far. It's all connected, this underground sort of tunnel thing, and you have to walk. But it's a bit of a walk to get there. But I'm like, I'll go in, and if there's, there's a capacity limit, of course, as there is with everywhere. If the sergeant at arms says we're full, then we're full. But he didn't. I sat in, my seat, or I should say Tony's old seat, because they hadn't even moved everybody around yet, although my name was there. So that was very cool. I took pictures. I took a selfie. I sent it to my family. All the things that you would do when you're excited about something. And then I sat there and I just was like, oh my goodness, I'm here. You kind of take it all in for a moment and the breath of what you're doing. And then you're like, all right, let's get to work. So basically, going to your question, Otto is it's similar to you know, what you see you know, on TV with the federal level, right? There's you know, the three branches, or I should say the legislature and the governor, and so the executive branch, the legislative branch, and we, you know, the Senate passes bills, the Assembly passes bills. We try to, you know, pass the same bills. It's not always the case. You know, a Senate will pass their version, the Assembly will pass their version, and then there has to be amendments. I am here 7 weeks at this point, 8 weeks at this point, and I'm still very much learning. I joke to my colleagues that there needs to be like an Albany to English dictionary. Everybody talks in acronyms. I'm like, you know, we'll be having a conversation, we'll be having a meeting, and they'll be like, yeah, the ABC and the 1, 2, 3. And I'm like, I have literally no idea what you're talking about. And you know, and the tricky part is like, normally if we were in person, I would lean over to the person next to me and be like, oh, hey, you know, what is blah, blah, blah? What is ABC? And be like, oh, that's, you know, yada, yada. But I can't. So I'm like flipping through books and I'm like Googling, you know, just because I want to, you know, stay on top of everything. And, you know, I'm constantly taking notes and I'm, you know, I've done more reading in these past, you know, 7 weeks. It's March 19th. God, we're at like 10 weeks at this point. It could be a decade. I don't even know. It's it's been some year, you guys. So it's a, you know, obviously it's a big learning curve, but I tell you, we have some incredible elected officials on both sides. They have been so nice to me, Republicans and Democrats, especially, you know, the Long Island folks, because they remember what it was like to be new, only they were there with everybody else. So, you know, they look at us newbies, which, by the way, we have the largest class ever of new people. There's 19 of us, the biggest class ever since the switch, I think, after Nixon back in the 70s, when the legislature went from Republican to Democrat, the biggest class. And 19 Democrats, but there's also a whole bunch of Republicans too. And, you know, we're all doing it virtually and it's hard, you know, and we're doing our best and we're, you know, trying to advocate, you know, as best as we can for the people that we serve. You know, and one of the things somebody told me is that, you know, because every day I'm like, I want to do this, I want to do that. And, you know, and there's just honestly, there's not enough hours in the day. I'm getting home at like 8, 9 o'clock every night. And, you know, obviously, you know, the advice is, you know, work hard, you know, be in the district, work for the district. But, you know, one, somebody else said to me to be yourself. So I am. And so that's what I try to do. I try to be myself and I, you know, I try to smile. I try to have a good time and, you know, try, you know, not to take things always, you know, so seriously, because it honestly, it'll get, you know, it gets in your head sometimes because there's people who are really, really struggling and you want to help everybody and you want to give money to everybody. And so you have all these people who are advocating for you, you know, help me with this. We need money for that. And you can't, and there's just, you can't help everybody. You want to help everybody. So, you know, it kind of, you know, it becomes overwhelming at times. But, you know, we do the best that we can. So like yesterday, for example, you know, it was a heavy day and there was a lot going on and we were running late, which P.S. I've learned that the Assembly is on their own time. You know, I was literally in the chamber at 10 o'clock by myself. We were supposed to start at 10. I'm like, am I getting pumped? Where is everybody? And I was looking around. I'm like, well, I guess we're not starting anytime soon. I mean, the staff was there, you know, whatever. So I went and I walked around because, you know, I don't really know the building that well. I did walk around one time. I was on a phone call and I was trying to find a quiet spot and I locked myself out. So that was fun. So I was like, let me kind of explore. And the building is just so beautiful. Like even like the lamps, you know, the lamps have these beautiful bronze things and just everything is very ornate and beautiful. And the wood carvings, I was telling my sister about it, you know, about how intricate the wood detail is. And she was very funny. She's like, it was probably carved by Italians. I was like, yeah, you're probably right.
I have to break in for a quick second.
Sure, Peter.
John and I were in the building a couple of years ago, I think. And I was told to find the devil in the stone. I found it. Well, I mean, we found it. It wasn't easy. It was very
funny you say that. So yeah, Mikhail Salage, you know, from Elmont, she, when you're coming out one of the exits, it's over by the other side of they call it the $1 million staircase, the beautiful ornate crazy staircase. Well, at the bottom level, at the very bottom of it, you kind of go out into the hallway, you need a flashlight. It was like very complicated to find this thing. But it's like literally, so you have all these beautiful carvings along the wall, stone. And then there's this thing, maybe like the size of your eye socket, right? Of a little devil that the guy, I don't know if he was having like a weird day or he's trying to be funny, you know, when he did this 100 years ago, right? And he carved this devil into the, it's like vines, like flowers, you know? So it's like this beautiful thing. And then this little guy just peeking out at you. But yeah. So how did you find it, Peter?
I think we cheated and we had, we had a security guard at a place, help us a little bit. And what was real interesting, it was done so long ago that if you get up real close, you can see the, ash marks and scorches from people looking at it with matches and candles because it was done so long. There was no flashlights. There was no electricity. That's how long it's been there. So it's a nice little tourist thing to do.
It is very touristy.
But you're right. It's a heck of a building. My first thought when I walked into that building was it reminded me of a Harry Potter movie.
So funny that you say that. There's also like a lot of nooks and crannies, right? So like underneath the grand staircase, there is sort of like literally this dark sort of tunnel thing. And I go that way just, you know, because why not, right? And somebody said that to me. They're like, it's like being in a Harry Potter movie, you know, like you're in sort of like, you know, what do they call that? The room of requirement.
Not really a Harry Potter fan, but all you have to do is glance at the movie and you can see the resemblance. But if anyone's ever in Albany, it's a must stop and see.
I actually went to a wedding in Albany, and the hotel that we were in, I looked out the window and could see the Capitol building. Yes. And it's a very impressive building. But there's also a lot of property around that area where you can do a lot of walking and whatnot. It's very wide open.
I haven't gotten to that point yet, but I can't wait till I have a couple of minutes to explore outside the building.
Yeah. So I was just signaled that we're coming up to our second break, and so far it has been wonderful. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. This is 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.